Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where I cannot wait to help you lead a more joyful life. So before we dive into today's episode, which is 5 ways to live a more luxurious life through the divine feminine, be sure to like, subscribe, share, rate, and review the podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. It's a free way to support and help the show grow. Also, be sure to grab your free manifestation and self-love guide. It is all linked down below in the show notes as well as in the description box. And you can also just go to candywashington.com/courses for all of our courses and our free guides, and use code POD10 for 10% off of all of our merch, all of our courses, and really just go and treat yourself. And with that, let's dive right on in to today's episode. So first, let's talk about what is divine feminine energy. So we talk about that a lot on the podcast, so I'll just give a quick overview. So the way I define divine feminine energy is basically your level of magnetism, where you are energetically to call in, to attract, to pull things towards you that you want. So this is really the attraction energy. This means that by simply being, things are drawn to you. It's the least effort. It's without force or control or pushing. It's really just, you know what? I'm enough. My presence is enough. Who I am is enough. And I effortlessly draw things to me. Opportunities flow to me. Money flows to me. People flow to me. You know, life opens up for me. That's really being your divine feminine, where you're just enough. And so everything flows from there. So in essence, it's really your ability to receive and live a softer life through comfort, ease, and joy. So when I talk about divine feminine energy, I just want you to remember that I'm not talking about calling in any spirits or working with anything like that. I'm just talking about tapping into your own intrinsic value and worthiness that is already within you, and healing the part of you that knows that all you have to do is show up and that is enough. All you have to do is desire and want, and that is enough. It has nothing to do with gender or sexual orientation or calling in anything outside of yourself. So I just wanted to quickly say that disclaimer. So with that, let's talk about what is luxury. So when I'm referring to luxury, I'm talking about the feeling or something that is characterized by its exceptional quality, elegance, level of comfort or indulgence, often surpassing what is considered essential or necessary for ordinary living. That's why people say, well, that's a luxury, right? They're like, oh, well, that's more than what you need. Isn't it nice? What a luxury. So that's kind of what people mean when they say luxury. So when I talk about luxury, what I really mean by it is just things that make your life easier, more comfortable, softer, more flow, more enjoyable. Yes, it may not be, quote, necessary, but we're going to get into why that's okay. So let's move on to an example that I want you to use throughout this episode that I may refer back to, but keep it into your mind as sort of a way to guide us. So think of a luxury lifestyle example. For example, think of going to an upscale and luxurious hotel. What is the energy and the vibe? It's friendly, it's slow, it's calm, it's quiet, it's very intentional. You know, they'll probably have really nice soap. They'll probably have really nice views and pictures and everything. You know, it's very intentional. Everything has a place and everything has a meaning behind it. It's spacious, it's quality, it's a warm feeling. So think about any luxurious place. A luxurious spa probably has those same qualities, right? A luxurious car, if you're being in a really nice black car, like a luxurious car being driven somewhere, probably has those same qualities. Think of an upscale restaurant, an upscale neighborhood. Any type of luxurious or upscale experiences usually have the same qualities, where it's friendly and slow and calm and quiet, intentional, spacious. You know, it's quality, it's warm, you know? So that's really what the energy and the vibe of luxury is. So with that in mind, I'm going to walk you through five ways that you can live a more luxurious life, which is basically just tapping into that quality of calm, of comfort, of intentionality, of receiving. And again, that's in alignment with the divine feminine, which is just your energetic level of magnetism, to be calm, to be still, to bring things in. Because the feeling of the divine feminine is very similar to that feeling of luxury. So think about these qualities and attributes. So number one is your mindset shift. You want to shift from survival mind to thriving mind. So it starts with a mindset shift from this is what I need to get by. That's survival. I'm just surviving. It goes back to what I was saying about the definition of luxury, right? Where it's beyond the necessary. So to me, if you're just living by the necessary, that's survival mode. Whatever I just need to get by, that's surviving. That's, you know, frantic energy. That's stressed. That's conflict. That's struggle. You know, that's not what we want to inhabit. But when you get to that thrive mentality or that abundant mentality, that there's always enough, that all is well, that everything is okay, that there's more than enough to appreciate in this moment, then you can think about, well, it's not just what I need to get by, but what is going to bring me comfort? What is going to bring me peace? What is going to bring me joy? And also, if you notice, I haven't mentioned anything about money or price tag, because we're talking about an energetic level of being. We're talking about our mentality and our mindset. We're talking about cultivating experiences. So yes, sometimes we equate luxury with money, and that's completely fine. But no matter how much money you have or you don't have, you can cultivate a luxurious life based on how you're being and how you're showing up in the world and what your intentionality is. So this means cultivating that mindset of gratitude, of ease of thoughts, you know, through meditation, through journaling, through prayer, you know, through therapy. Cultivate a loving relationship, a calmness of your thoughts. Prioritize comfort. You know, you could, you know, throw away maybe ratty pajamas or sheets or tank top and sweatshirts and underwear, and just replace it with like nice cotton and silk and, you know, whatever it is, or just new things. Doesn't have to be expensive, but how does it make you feel? So prioritize your comfort level. Slow down in the morning to get that cup of coffee you really like. You know, what brings you peace and joy? And then also make your preferences paramount. Get self-aware enough, get in tune enough with yourself to know, well, what do I prefer? You know, do I prefer waking up early or waking up later? Am I more of a night owl? Am I more of a morning person? Do I want to watch a thriller movie or do I want to watch, you know, a documentary? What are my preferences? You know, am I a savory person? Do I have a sweet tooth? It might sound silly, but if you really think about it, people who live luxurious lives know what they like, and they expect to get what they like, and they ask for what they want. So make your preferences paramount, you know, really get in tune to what you want. Number two is cultivate self-compassion and self-love. You know, think about those attributes we talked about, being friendly and calm and warm and intentional. All of that sounds like ease and gentleness and love. You know, get into the habit of being kind to yourself. Get into the habit of accepting yourself. Embrace your strengths. Honor your needs. Prioritize self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Be kind and loving to yourself. Slow down to connect back to yourself. Remember, all of these qualities of a luxurious life, of divine feminine energy, all goes back to gentleness, slowness, compassion, love, intentionality. So take all of those attributes and give them to yourself. Embrace your divine feminine essence and nurture yourself from within. And that is where living a luxury life will start, is how you treat yourself. Do you honor yourself? Do you prioritize yourself? Do you make how you feel your number one preference and priority? And then from there, create a life based on that foundation. Number three is embrace your sensuality and body care. You know, especially talking about the divine feminine, be sure to use oils and moisturizers and serums and fragrances and you know, scented body oils. Connect to yourself. Dance. Touch your body. Know what feels good to you. So then you know what doesn't feel good to you. And when you cultivate that self-compassion and that self-love and that self-worth and self-esteem, you're able to communicate, this is what feels good to me. And this is what I want, right? Because we're making what we want, our preference, that's paramount. That's number one for us. So in order to know what you want, you have to connect to yourself. Celebrate the beauty of your body and your feminine essence. This also means going back to living a luxurious life. When you're out in the world, slow down, you know? Move with intention. Don't rush from place to place or thing to thing and not be connected. Go back to what I was saying with my examples. In all of the places that's luxurious or upscale, whether it's a restaurant or a spa or a hotel or a neighborhood, you'll notice that the atmosphere and the energy is slow. And it's a little quiet. Think about an art gallery. It's quiet. It's slow. So take that in with yourself, with your own sensuality, with your own body care. Think of your body as a sacred vessel of your own divine feminine energy and pleasure. And know that there's nothing wrong with owning your own pleasure. And then that will give you the power of self-expression. And the more connected you are to yourself, the more you slow down and connect with yourself and in your environment, the more you take care of yourself, you know, make sure that you wash your hair, you wash your body, you smell good, you feel good, you're moisturized, you're glowing, you know, you're doing whatever body care rituals you do, whether it's getting a facial or doing your nails. And again, it's not about anything that's quote, external or about how much money it is, but it's about honoring your body and your vessel. And the more you take care of yourself and the more you appreciate yourself, the better you will feel, the more experiences that you'll have that reflect that self-worth. Because if you think about it, if you see someone in the world and they look like someone who takes care of themselves, they tend to call in or attract, or again, that divine feminine energy magnetize to themselves higher quality experiences. We are more likely to treat someone better when they look like they take care of themselves. We're also more, and also think about things. We're more likely to take better care of things that look like they're taken care of. You're more likely to take better care of a car that's clean and detailed than like a beat up junky car. You're more likely to take care of clothes that looks like it's dry clean only and they're really, you know, clean and ironed and steamed than you are of something that's kind of crunkled and wrinkled and sweaty and spotty. Same thing with ourselves. The more that we take care of ourselves, the more that we look like we honor ourselves, the more other people are likely to treat us as so, because we are a mirror to how people treat us. So the more you take care of yourself, the more you embody your divine feminine energy, the more you honor who you are, the more you are going to draw to you experiences and people that honor you as well.
Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.
And number four is live intuitively. Cultivate a deeper connection with your intuition and trust your inner wisdom to guide you in making decisions and navigating your journey. Because your intuition will speak to you and guide you along the way. So you're more likely to, I don't want to say make mistakes because I don't want any judgment around it, but you're more likely to find yourself in less favorable circumstances or experiences when you listen to your gut and when you listen to your intuition. Things tend to go better. Things tend to flow. Things tend to work out. Things tend to go easier, more softer. And so you don't want to work against your intuition. You want to work with your intuition. And that will open you up for so much more. Practice mindfulness and meditation and journaling and quieting the noise in the external world to tune into your intuitive insights. This also goes into cultivating self-esteem, because when you really have a high regard for yourself and you're connected to your intuition, then you trust the voice in you more than you trust any voice that is outside of you. So really cultivate your self-esteem, cultivate your self-worthiness, cultivate your trust of self, because a lot of times we get into situations that aren't favorable because we don't listen to our voice. We don't trust ourselves. We hold other people's opinions and guidance and wants and needs and objectives in a higher regard to our own. So that goes back to that self-awareness, you know, making your preferences paramount, knowing who you are, that self, you know, knowing your own voice and your own intuition, and then having the confidence and the self-esteem and the self-trust, not only to hear it, but to listen to it. And your life will go easier. Miracles will happen. Doors will open when you learn to trust yourself. And that is a huge gateway to a more luxurious life. Because remember, luxury, it's all about slowing down and being calm and having comfort and going beyond survival to thriving. And the way we do that is connecting back to self, trusting ourselves, and honoring our own voice. So embrace the divine feminine principle of intuition. And then you invite a sense of grace and flow and serenity into your life. And all of that is luxurious sense of alignment with your true self. That's living in integrity. That's living in alignment. And when you live in alignment, you flow. You have ease. You have comfortability. You have peace. And then you also, again, become more magnetic because you are in alignment. Your thoughts and your actions, your intuition and your choices are in alignment. And that makes you a magnet for love, abundance, experiences that you want to call in, or whatever else you want. So tune into yourself and cultivate self-esteem so you hold yourself in the highest regard of all. And number five, of course, is romanticize your surroundings. Clean, declutter, light candles, add fresh flowers, create space, aromatherapy, add fruit to your water, indulge in fun add-ins in your coffee, get the whipped cream, you know, just have fun, get the extra syrup if you want to, whatever your favorite beverage is, and then be mindful of your space, decorate with photos and inspiring decor, use perfume or scented body oils. And think about all of your environments and think about all of your surroundings. I'm going to do a longer episode just on romanticizing your surroundings because I think that is one of the biggest and easiest, but sometimes most overlooked ways to live a more joyful, intentional, happy, peaceful, luxurious life, softer life. It's just being mindful of your environment. You know, again, I'm going to do a deeper episode on this, but just for now, think about your home, your room, your kitchen, your office, your car, your body, and of course, your mind. That is also an environment, your mental environment. You know, what words are you saying to yourself? What belief system do you have? What thoughts are you thinking? Start to cultivate a loving, gentle, mental, luxurious lifestyle in your mind. Are your thoughts rushing and racing and are they harsh? Or are they soft and affirming and loving and gentle and slow and intentional and deliberate? So it's not just about your external surroundings that we want to make luxurious and comfortable and peaceful and loving, but what about your internal environment? Your internal world, your mind, your heart space. Cultivate a luxurious mental self. You know, think thoughts of, I am amazing. I am worthy. I love my life. I get to slow down. The more I enjoy my life, the more abundance flows to me, or whatever resonates with you. But be mindful of your thoughts. Observe them. Slow them down. Be intentional. Be friendly to yourself. Think quality thoughts. Take all the attributes of what you think a luxurious life is and start with creating that luxurious life in your mind and then treat yourself that way. And then from there, you will become a magnet through your divine feminine energy to call in those external experiences that reflect the world that you already have on the inside. So I hope that was helpful. Those are my five ways through the divine feminine to live a more luxurious life. As always, if you need more support, be sure to grab our free manifestation and self-love guide, which is linked down below. You can also go to candywashington.com/courses. Use code POD10 for 10% off all of our courses and merch. Everything is linked down below. And also be sure to cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude and appreciation, because the more that you seek to appreciate and be thankful for in this world, the more things will seek you out to be appreciated. And celebrate the small wins. Celebrate every day. Today is the day of your wonderful good fortune. Today is the day for miracles for you, for love, for abundance, for happiness, for joy. Today is the day. So celebrate every single day. Don't wait for something big to happen or some milestone. The fact that you are breathing is beautiful. The fact that you woke up this morning is a miracle. So enjoy every single piece. Love yourself. Love others. And with that, I love you guys. So if you need any additional support, you can always email assistant@candywashington.com, or you can send me a DM if you have any questions or comments. And with that, you guys, I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon.